Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness does marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly's show. It's Friday, July 31st, 2015, and just like that, half of the summer, you know, is already gone. And they're warming up the football season, the training camp, and people are approaching me about football, you know, the trash talking is already starting. I'm like, look, leave me alone because I'm trying to enjoy the rest of the summer. I'm not looking forward to the football season, not because I don't think my team's going to win, but because it signals like kind of like the end of summer because they'll be playing for the real deal next month. You know, so I really don't want to talk about football right now. And people are approaching me left and right because the trash talk, you know, we do that all year round. And I'm like, look, leave me alone. Don't bother me because I'm still trying to enjoy this summer. You know, and they're often running with the back-to-school commercials. So if you haven't done all you wanted to do this summer, the clock is definitely ticking. All right, welcome. This is Ron Kelly's show. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Hot, sweltery, steaming Arizona-type weather, except we've been having a lot of humidity. But in any case, it's been super hot. They're calling the heat wave 2 days hot, 1 day, 80 to 9. And you have to have 3 days of 90 in order for it to be a heat wave. So, you know, we're doing the best we can here on the West East Coast, Beast Coast. You know how we do over here on the Atlantic side of the United States of America. Anyway, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And we appreciate you stopping by. Do drop in, you know, grab a cold drink or something and sit down and scooch up to your computer and listen to us. Okay. We have a Power Pack Hour radio for you today, leading off with college cop Ray Tensing, and I'm sure many of you have heard about this cop, Ray Tensing, who is the University of Cincinnati cop who stopped Brother Sam DuBose, African-American, a black man, off the college premises, mind you, off the college premises, stopped this man. And, you know, we wound up dead. And see, this is what happens to black folks, unfortunately. You know, and I don't mean to make light of it, but this is what happens to us. We get stopped. You know, and this man got stopped for having one license plate. I guess in the state of Ohio, like in New Jersey, New York, you have to have two license plates. He didn't have one. Okay. And he wound up dead. It's like Sandra Bland. Sandra Bland got stopped for something or other, for failing to change lanes, and she wound up dead. So black folks, for minor infractions, wind up dead. You know, and I spoke, as a matter of fact, I posted on my Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show. Anybody wants to go over there, do drop in and check out some of my posts, the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. And, you know, I talked a little bit about Judge Dredd. Now, some of you remember the movie from 1995, Judge Dredd. Sylvester Stallone was the lead in Judge Dredd. And in Judge Dredd now, the judges were cops. And the premise of the movie was that if somebody got caught doing something on the street, the judge, who was a police officer as well, would indict the person right then and there. You know, judge, jury, and executioner. And the person will be tried right there. No court, no nothing. And see, it's weird now. You fast forward to 2015. That movie came out 20 years ago. And you fast forward to 2015. It seems like the same thing is going on with black people being indicted, sentenced, you know, and everything right there on the spot. You know, and this cop, Ray Tensing, who's been bailed out, by the way, had $1 million bail and has been bailed out. We're going to talk about that. I don't want to get into it right now. We'll talk about that. And also, we'll talk about the Trump Express. And what's Trump's secret? You're going to be really surprised at the answer. You know, and also the candidates, according to Black Vote, the Republican candidates, according to Black Vote, by showing up at the Urban League convention. And I think Bernie Sanders scored a big hit by talking about the mass incarceration of black youth. So we got to, you know, and also we'll talk about a little bit later on. Everybody's all excited because they think they found a piece of that Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared more than a year ago and has yet to be found. And that piece that they did find is leading the news right now. It's leading the news. People are like, wow, you know, it took over everything. You know, that piece of plane that couldn't speak took over to Trump. Because Trump was leading all the newscasts. So now they think they may have found a piece of this plane. So we'll talk about that as well, everybody. So as a matter of fact, what I'll do right now is I'll take a little break. I know I'm taking a little early. I need to gather myself here. We'll take a little break, and we'll come right back with the rest of this exciting show. It's Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. This is Ron Kelly Show updating the website, ronkellyshow.com. You can stop over there right now. The construction has not begun, so you can get over there and you can check out the Ron Kelly Show. .com, where you can find out all kinds of information about the show, the picture gallery, and once again, the site will be updated so everybody can, you know, there'll be more articles and more information on the site as we move it along. And you can also, right now, you can stop into the Ron Kelly Show merchandise store, where you can purchase merchandise emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logos. You can let people know, hey, you know what, I am informed, I am enlightened, I listen to my main man, the Ron Kelly Show. This is the University of Common Sense right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Right? All right, former University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing has posted his bond, right? Get this, he wants his job back. Now, a union representative, I think it's for the FOP, has filed a grievance with the university stating that Tensing, you know, he's the cop who fatally shot Sam DuBose during a routine traffic stop. Now, they're saying he was fired without just cause. Now, the Tensing has been indicted for murder in the fatal shooting of Sam DuBose during the traffic stop. He has posted bail. Now, you know, check it out. Now, he posted bail, 10%. The bail was $1 million, 10% cash. And he was able to, lastly, they're saying that his father posted the bail, $100,000 cash bail, and he was released yesterday. So we didn't even know about this yesterday. They didn't say anything about it. They kept it under the cuff. Excuse me. They kept it under the cuff to so I guess so we would know, or just so nobody would go down there and try to kill him or whatever the case may have been. Now, a representative from the FOP, as I said, the Fraternal Order of Police, has told the Cincinnati Inquirer that the grievance was filed on Thursday on his behalf, and he knows about it. He asked for it. And he said they filed a grievance because there was no just cause for the firing, and number two, because he was not afforded his due process rights under the contract. Now, you know, I'm a union person myself, and I've represented the union as a union representative. And look, there's some things that you do that you're going to get fired from. It may not be in the CBA. It may not be part of the, some things are not part. Some things, let me put it like this. Some things are so egregious, right, that they're not a part of the process, of the process. Some things are so grievous. And this is like totally grievous. First of all, now you stop this man for not having a front license plate. Now, he wasn't even on Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati property when he was, when this pulling over took place. He was on the streets of Cincinnati. So, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even have stopped him because he was outside of where you're supposed to be patrolling. You're a University of Cincinnati police officer. You're not a City of Cincinnati police officer. So you should have been behind the gates, so to speak. And now you talked about due process. You killed somebody. You lied. These things are not on the, these things are not in the discipline process. Because I'm in the union, and there's some things that we can get fired for that are not in the process. They're not even in the contract. But there's things you can get fired for. They're just so egregious. Why would you try to get your job back after you killed somebody? And then you lied, and you got other officers to lie. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. The blue wall of silence, and also how black officers also lie. Black officers lie too. 347-426-3214 is the phone number here if you want to chime in. It's 347-426-3214. You can go to the Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, tweet me, R. Kelly SR, if you want to tweet me. And Instagram is Radio Man, right? So there you go, 347-426-3214. Yeah, so, now, this, the nerve of this man to try to even, and I would guess that maybe somebody said to him, listen, you need to go back and try to get your job back, because, the union reps, that's what union reps do, that's what I used to do. Even when I knew someone would fired. Justifiably fired. I still, suggested to them to fight anything. So I think this is a dead man walking here. This is dead man walking. But anyway, so now the university has until August 6th, right, to hold the hearing in which they can give his job back or decline to give him his job back. If they don't give him his job back, it will go to arbitration, which can take about 6 months. Now the contract language says that if you're going to discipline an employee for anything that involves a loss of pay, suspension, promotion, termination, the university is required to have a pre-disciplinary conference with the employee. Well, and that was not done.
True.
But you killed somebody. They're also required to give the employee a copy of the formal charges, and that was not done. They just fired him and didn't follow due process. You killed somebody. Due process? You killed somebody. And you lie. That's a reason to get fired right then and there. Because you killed somebody and you lie. Okay. Now, we all saw the video. Yeah, I saw it. And I'll tell you about a little piece of the video I saw the other today that just kind of deflated me a little bit. We'll talk about that in just a second. But, so I saw a video of the brother. He didn't want to get out of the car, and he didn't have a license, And see, now, and I heard somebody say this. This is, and nothing's original. I heard somebody say this, that police officers think that, you're their property once they pull you over, and you no longer have any rights. And this is how they think. It's like, you don't have any rights anymore. You must obey me. And so I suggested on the show, I talked about it last week, how people should do what the police said when they stop. And I still stand by that. Do what he says. But if you don't do what he says, if you try to get away, you should wind up dead. like in the case of Walter Scott. Walter Scott, East Charleston, East Charlotte, South Carolina. East Charlotte. Shot in the back 5 times, tried to run away. We have never heard nothing about that officer. I guess they just abandoned him. But for some reason, they're rallying around this guy. See, and there's a underbelly of white racism in America that people just don't want to talk about it. You hear it all the time. You listen to some of the conservative talk radio hosts. Listen to some of them. And their diatribe is tinged with racism. You can hear it. You're not blowing up over this Planned Parenthood thing. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that. Don't worry. We'll get to that Planned Parenthood. How, you know, they're saying that people are selling pieces of body parts of babies, fetuses, body parts, and all that stuff. We'll get to that. They claim to have a video. We'll get to that, and I'll tell you the reason why they're doing it. But right now, this cop, Tenzing, trying to get his job back. Now, you killed somebody. And then you lie. Now, according to the videotape, anybody with a brain who has seen it can see. I mean, there was a little bit of a shuffle at the end, and he might have fell. But there was, I mean, if somebody's driving away, I mean, you don't. Let me back that a little bit. Well, back up a little bit, I should say. I never back that. But now you watch, and man, I know many of you who listen to the show watch Wildest Police videos. Sheriff John Bonnell, former Sheriff Bonnell, Washington State. And you see people pull off, and the cop doesn't pull his gun. He doesn't pull his gun. You know, how many times have you watched Wildest Police videos? Especially when it first came on. Everybody used to watch it. I watched it when it was on broadcast network television. Channel Fox, I think it was. Fox was struggling to get everybody's attention. And I remember watching that show. And when people ran, the cop did not shoot at them. Unless the person was aiming their car at them or some other situation. But for the most part, they didn't shoot at the individual who was running away. You see, so... You know, so that's my point. And the prosecutor even said it, and I'm surprised and shocked at how the prosecutor just wore his cop out with his comments. Asinine, you know, all types of comments he was making. And he sounded like he was determined to prosecute his cop to oppose the standard law, which is different. You see, but there's a underbelly of racism in America, white racism. That's underbelly because there's a lot of people out there, a lot of white folks out there who think that this cop was right. Because, you know, you see, this is the thing that happens. It's like Zimmerman. You know, when Zimmerman was on trial, people were giving money to Zimmerman because some people feel like it was okay to shoot a black person, regardless of the circumstances. There are white people who feel that it's okay. And there's a lot of, you see, they're just not out and they don't wear t-shirts to say I'm a racist or, you know. But they're out there. There's millions of white folks out there who are racist and who felt like this guy Ray Tenzing is a hero. There's lots of them. So anyway, he's out of jail, $100,000, 10% of the $1 million bail, and he's trying to get his job back. Unbelievable. But see, but the scary thing about this, well, not scary, but the disturbing thing about this is there are a lot of people out there who think that he should get his job back. There are a lot of white folks out there who do think that he did the right thing. You see, that's what, you know, and see, now that's something that we all have to worry about. Every black person that needs to worry about that. Because they're going to come out of the shadows one day. And when they do, you know, we need to be prepared for it. They're going to come out of the shadows one day. And it's going to be ugly. They're back there, and they're mashing, and they're, you know, and they're arming themselves, and they're getting ready. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should go out and meet them where they are, or whatever the case may be. I'm not suggesting that. But there are lots of white people in this country. For example, I'm going to go to break in a second. For example, they were offering a lot of money up to this guy, Tencent. His lawyer says he got a bunch of calls. He wouldn't say from who, but he got a bunch of calls, probably from people that you know. I mean, or they could be like your co-worker, somebody you sit across from, who's in the next cubicle, a white person, at your job. They might have offered to pay him some money. Racism is everywhere. It's not just in the boardrooms. The only place you might, and even in sports, you know, even in sports arena, just because somebody gets paid $100 million don't mean that they're still not subject to racism. Because they are. And there's an underbelly of white racism in America that's bigger than we think. See, what we see is the tip of the iceberg. You know how the tip of, most of the iceberg is underwater? Well, what we're seeing right now is the tip of the iceberg as far as racism in America is concerned. There are a lot of white people who are racist. Now you see these people offering to give money to the defenses of people like Zimmerman, and now this guy Jensen, and I believe he was offered a lot of money. I believe. And I don't think that his father had $100,000. I think that money came from an outside source. Because the county doesn't care when you get anything. So I think that money came from donations. I mean, where's the 25-year-old cop get $100,000? So I believe that money came from somewhere. So we don't better, you know, stop watching BET and Citrix, and y'all better pay attention. You better pay attention because things are going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. So you better pay attention. Like I said, one day they are going to come out of the woodwork. They're not going to stay in the shadows for long. And they're being spurred on by these conservative great talk radio hosts, who many of them are racist. There's a lot going on. We'll take a break from this. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about this underbelly of racism. We'll talk about Planned Parenthood and what's behind that. We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood. What's the deal? We'll talk about it when we come back. That's all. I don't want to get into it right now. We'll take a break and we'll talk about it when we come back. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching hand on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more. Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Thank you. And welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to all my compadres, to my fellow compatriots at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where we're all studying, sharpening up our resumes, et cetera, et cetera. And shout out to everybody out there. The fearless leader, Marty Hurstein, who's the director of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, one of the top schools in the country. Many, many graduates of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting are major market radio today, and I would certainly be one of them. You get off this internet, but I want to thank everybody out there for being so nice. And, you know, we'll see you guys at graduation in December. We will all be graduating from school. Okay. So, all right. Yes, there is an underbelly of white racism in America. Black folks in existence. Because, you know, the white supremacist roots quadrupled under President Obama. And that was enough for them right there. Oh, hell no. A black president? No. We ain't having it. And they started massing the troops. So they're not going to stay out on the compound in Iowa. They're not going to stay out in the Midwest, if that's where they are, allegedly. They're not going to stay out there. Sooner or later, they're going to come around. We better be ready. Okay. So, Donald Trump. What's the secret to Trump's success? There is no secret. Oh, you know what? Let me do this. Trump is playing with the idea of having Sarah Palin as his running mate. You know, scary. I mean, it's scary. Trump is not scary enough to have Trump as president. Somebody who's never held elected office. Someone who's never proposed a piece of legislation. Who's never been in, not even been a councilman. Never been anything. Toying with the idea of having Sarah Palin. Here's a piece of an interview Sarah Palin did when she was a vice presidential candidate under John McCain. This is from Katie Couric interviewing Sarah Palin. Now listen to this. Now this is, you know, is this really the person you want to be a heartbeat away from the presidency? Listen to this.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
Russia.
Involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
Now, can you imagine somebody like that, let's say Trump dies, and we have heard the president is the president of the United States of America. We are in trouble. We are in trouble. And see, everybody's all gaga about Trump. You know, Trump leads all the stories except for when they found this piece of this airplane, Malaysia Flight 370. Now, since they found that, this airplane has led the news. Piece of this airplane has led the news. They forgot about this killer cop. There's a Milwaukee cop, for example, also trying to get his job back as well. We'll get to him. See, if we have time, we'll get to him later. But now, Trump, there's no secret to Trump. There's no secret to Trump. See, everybody, you know, kind of forgets about Ross Perot. You know, Ross Perot was the Trump of his time. Ross Perot was Trump at this time. Because like Ross Perot, Donald Trump is rich. Filthy rich. I don't know if he's worth $10 billion. People have disputed that. But he's rich enough. The difference between Donald Trump and the rest of the field, there is no difference. The difference is, I mean, as far as like who they are, it's just no difference between Trump and the rest of the field. The difference between Trump and the rest of the field is his wealth, his personal wealth. But he doesn't need to rely on donors. You see, because the things that Trump say, everybody wants to say. Bush, you know, Carson, Christie, they all want to say what Trump is saying, but they can't say it because they have to rely on donors and they have to rely on the public. They have to rely on super PACs and this type of stuff. See, Donald Trump doesn't need a super PAC. He's his own super PAC. He can bankroll his own campaign. He probably get most of the money back through taxes. So there's no difference between Donald Trump and any of the other candidates besides his wealth, because they all want to say what he's saying too. And see, and going back to that underbelly, that underbelly is mostly conservatives. If not all, I would say all. They're all conservatives. And conservatives are the ones who hate illegal aliens, yeah, and hate African Americans. Those are conservatives. That's what they do. The world is theirs, and they don't want to share it with anybody. So this is why, see, and these are the people who are not even, they don't even care what Trump says. They don't even care. They just want him to be, why would you want somebody to be president who has never held elected office? I mean, you're going straight to the top. You don't know anything about anything in regards to this country. And you see how Trump talks, and I don't dislike him or anything like that. I'm just trying to make a point. He talks in generalization. She's a horrible person. We got stupid people running the country. Well, how are they doing this? There's no meat with those Trump potatoes. There's no meat. Because he's not saying, he speaks in generalization. He's not giving out any specifics. What does he know about foreign affairs? What does he know about domestic affairs? I mean, okay, he's a successful businessman. Okay, we'll give him that. What does he know? These people who support Trump don't understand that you have to be presidential. You have to be. This isn't about a deal. This isn't about a real estate deal. When you're talking about Russian real estate and American deal to real estate, it's a whole different thing. It's not, you're not buying a building, negotiating, unions, construction companies, and this kind of stuff. This is a big deal. You need to know what you're talking about. So the whole idea that somebody would want Trump to be president, it's mind-boggling, to be quite honest with you. These same people who support Ray Canyon, all these people are conservatives. Tea Party. He wants the congressman who's chased the Benghazi. I call him Benghazi congressman. Yeah, that's all he does, trying to chase down former Secretary of State Clinton, Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy he's a prosecutor, and Trump said he would want Trey Gowdy to be his attorney general. See, so if Trump ever won the presidency, which we all seriously doubt, you don't look for any white people, black people in this habit, unless it's something mostly ceremonial, like health and human services, education, transportation. You're not going to find any black folks in the serious positions, like attorney general, defense secretary, secretary of state, homeland security director, FBI. You're not going to find any black people there. You'll find some in other not so important positions, agriculture, education, health and human service, this type of stuff. Things that, you don't even hear from the agriculture secretary all year, for 4 years. You don't hear from them. Unless there's a drought or something, something going down with the farmers or whatever. So the other day, you don't hear from them. The last time you heard it. Agriculture or Energy Secretary come out and White House briefing room. Never. Look at this Trump thing. Again, Trump is resonating with people because he says whatever he wants to say, and people do want to hear what he has to say. People like that brashness and boldness. But see, with those same people, you first of all, head-to-head with Hillary, he loses. That's the first thing. By a wide margin. So if he was the nominee, they would once again lose for the third straight time. Okay. Now, these people who support him, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. I mean, I like Trump. Don't get me wrong. I admire what he's done. I mean, he didn't come from nothing. I mean, he came from money. So I don't put a whole lot of kudos. What he did was he built on what he was given. So if I give me $10-15 million, I would build it up too. Just wrong. Mr. Fred Trump had plenty of money. He gave his son some money. He'd take this and go do something with it. And he did. So I give him credit for that. But did he come? Is he a self-made person? No. You know, again, the people who support Trump are the same people who support Ray Tensin. They're conservatives. They have very low tolerance for illegal aliens. So as you see, because every time Trump, that's the scary thing. See, these people, they support, what did Trump come out with? First thing out of his mouth, so much. Mexicans, they're rapists, they're murderers, all this type of stuff. And while companies and corporations reacted to it, the people didn't. Macy's dropped them. FAA dropped his name from the call sign. Outside of the plane says Trump, so they thought he used that to guide his pilot or whatever. I mean, one thing after another, Univision, Macy's, the FAA, one company after another, this is itself from Trump. But the people did. See, the companies, the corporations were trying to be politically correct, but the people didn't care. So the companies probably should have waited before they dropped Trump. They should have waited. But they didn't wait. So we have a caller. Ron Kelly Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, with Ron Kelly Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Ron Kelly Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with that call. I hope it's not me. Somebody from the 510 area code. Ron Kelly Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, well, hopefully he'll try us back because I'm not hearing you. Okay, yeah, I'm not here, whoever that was in the 510 area code. I'm not hearing you. Please call back. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is that all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Hand Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on
YourTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. We are back. Sorry about that, whoever called in. The Ron Kelly Show is going to be moving to another station very, very soon, everybody. August 2nd, I believe the station will be up. And we'll be jetting over there, so we'll be off of Blog Talk. We'll let you, you can still log on to my Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show, Twitter, R. Kelly SR. You can log on to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page and also to Twitter. And we'll let you know what's going on. We're going to be out of here in a second. BlogTalkRadio.com. Definitely going to be out of here. Okay? All right. We're going to do that. So apologize to the person, whoever it was who called. 510 area code. Where is that? I got to look that up. 510 area code. I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, but thank you for at least trying to call me. All right. It's about 17 minutes before the hour, everybody. Once again, the phone number is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. Somebody tweeted at me and told me, emailed me, tweet. Oh, rkellytalk@aol.com is the email address. rkellytalk@aol.com. One word, rkellytalk, one word, @aol.com is my email address. And somebody emailed me and said I was saying the number too fast. So I'll slow it down for you. 347-426-3214. All right, 60 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, shout out to my peeps, Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Matter of fact, I'll be over there tomorrow more than on a project. I'll be over there tomorrow afternoon. Sweating in the studio. You see what I go through these eyes? You see what I go through? Because I really love radio so much. And one day I'm going to be number one. I said it. July 31st, 2015. Mark it down on your calendars. That's the day I said I will eventually be number one in America. And it's going to happen. All right, 16 minutes before your hour. Phone number 347-426-3214. All right. So now, again, this Trump thing is I can't wait for the debate. I am dying, chomping at the bit for the debate. The debate Trump will no longer be able to speak in generalizations. He's going to have to say, he's going to have to talk about his policies, whatever the hell that might be. So I'm looking forward to Mr. Trump's. I'm looking forward to Mr. Trump talking about his. I'm looking so forward to that. Ron Kelly Show, how are you? Hello, Ron Kelly Show. What the heck is wrong with this phone? Hello, Ron Kelly Show. What the heck is going on here? All right, I'm sorry about that. I want to talk to whoever that was too, because I know I'm rough with somebody's feathers. I just can't get him on the line for some reason. In any case, 347-426-3214. I'm not sure why I can't get you on the line. I got about 14 minutes left in the show. Not sure why I can't get you on the line, but we're definitely going to be bouncing off of. Blog Talk Radio very, very soon, because we've had more problems. I've had more problems here than I could shake a stick at. So I'm definitely ready to move on from Blog Talk. So we'll be bouncing out. Within the next couple of weeks, everybody, we'll let you know what's going on. I'm sure you want to follow up on things. So we'll let you know what's going on. And because we're definitely going to be out of here. Okay. So, where was I? So, once again, there's a lot of those conservatives, et cetera, are people who are okay. And I don't mean to say all of them. I'm sure there's compassionate conservatives, like George Bush once said, compassionate conservative. Like, really? So there are some. I mean, I don't mean to paint all conservatives with the same brush. But look what's happened with, let's talk about this Planned Parenthood thing for a second. You got to give credit where credit is due. You know what I'm saying? You got to give credit where credit is due. Planned Parenthood, we all know what Planned Parenthood does. Now, the conservatives are trying to defund Planned Parenthood. And it's not because people sell skin samples and all that stuff gets sold all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure many of you who listen to Talk News Talk Radio have heard about this GOP mission to defund Planned Parenthood. It has nothing to do with, you see, they're so slick. It needs the radio host, Limbaugh, Savage, Hannity, Levin. They're so, and many of them, many more of them. I'm talking about ones that are locally, Simone, these guys. And they're so slick. Yeah. Now, so for example, Rush Limbaugh, I hate to even mention his name. He's the number one talk radio host in the world, so but now if you go back to 2008, if you listen to any of Rush Limbaugh's podcasts in 2008, he was all down on the Clinton bandwagon. Mrs. Clinton. Gave her the utmost respect. See, that's the game plan. In 2008, he jumped on the Clinton bandwagon because he wanted Clinton to win. Because he didn't like Romney or any other candidate. John McCain. So he wanted Obama to lose and for Clinton to go against John McCain. Now, it probably wouldn't have mattered if John McCain lost or not. He just didn't want Obama to win. Obama won anyway. And you go back to 2012. 2012 presidential campaign, first he was down with Clinton, and then he jumped on the Romney bandwagon. And then Romney lost it. So now he's got 15, 16 Republican presidential candidates. So now, one time he praised Hillary Clinton to the high heaven. Now he's talking about it like a dog. This is what they do. They talk about the media, mainstream media, but they use the right wing media, Fox, and all these other people, the New York Post. They use these people to further their agenda. So you can't really talk about the mainstream media, whatever they say about media, drive by, whatever. You can't really say that about because you do the same thing. The GOP, the Koop fringe, Tea Party, Republicans, the neocons. They do the same thing. They're always kicking the bats in of Democrats, Democratic Party. And they're all cloned it. Everybody says Democrat Party now. That's fascism, Democrat Party. Get an original thought, will you? Please. So, this whole thing with the Planned Parenthood is a sham. It's just they're just trying to find a way to defund Planned Parenthood, another way to stop abortion. Because by hook or by crook, come hella high water, the kook fringe Republicans are going to find a way to stop abortion. Look what they did in Texas, for example. They required that all Texas abortion doctors have privileges at local hospitals. Now, they already knew that a lot of those doctors didn't have privileges at local hospitals. They already knew that. And that's why they passed that legislation saying that any doctor, any abortion doctor or doctor who performs abortions should have privileges at a local hospital. Now, some of them did, but a lot of them didn't. And guess what? All of those abortion clinics had closed. So, you know, we got the hella high water, you know, take no prisoners, GOP, trying to stop abortion. Because they know they can't do it through the courts. They know that, you know, Roe v. Wade is the law, and they know they're not going to get the United States Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. They know this. So they're going to try to do it through the states. Now they're going to try to defund Planned Parenthood. And I'm sure many of you have heard about this cockamamie, these videos, allegedly videos of people talking about selling baby parts. Selling part. I mean, they're making it out to be some kind of ghoulish conspiracy by saying that there are doctors, abortion doctors, people who are in Planned Parenthood who sell baby parts. Now, Planned Parenthood isn't the only organization that does abortion. But this is just a veiled attempt. This is a veiled attempt to defund Planned Parenthood. So they're going to try to stop abortion one way or the other. Yeah. But see, just, you know, but see, this is what they do. They're very clandestine. They're very secretive. Very behind the scenes. Now, what do you do with all the babies? Let's say there was no abortion law, and nobody can have an abortion. Now, what do you do with all these babies? What do you do? See, they have no answer for anything. Now, my co-host, who's not here today, suggested that maybe they're saving their great secrets for their campaign. I mean, give me a break. So the American people suffer because they want to save their great strategy. They want to save their strategy for their campaign. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Really. It doesn't make any sense. It's just so ridiculous. There's nothing going on with Planned Parenthood. It's just a veiled way for the GOP, the kook fringe, Tea Partiers, and for the right-wing nut jobs to stop them. Somehow, if they can't stop it, they're going to slow it down. Now, President Obama's already said he's going to veto the bill. He makes it to his desk, which he probably will, because the GOP has a majority in the House and the Senate. So he'll probably make it to his desk, but he's already said he's going to be. But see, this is what they do. They didn't want Obamacare. All right, what's the alternative? No alternative. They talk about unemployment. What's the alternative? No alternative. Now, you know, you want to come up and say, I mean, like I said, they're just very clever. People stop looking for jobs, to a gay, but who the hell? I'd like to give up looking having a job. So what do these people do? So for example, the people who they say, and that's the fuzzy math as George Bush used to say, the people who giving up on finding a job, where are they? Where they go? You can just walk, turn around, and walk away. So how are you going to support yourself? Social program, because they're walking away, but they're walking away with something. And you're talking about a lot of people. So it's just all, you know, it's just all the right-wing conspiracy, the kook fringe, you know, the Tea Party. You see how fractured the party is. You got 16 people running for president. So you can see how fractured the party is. Now there's going to be a feeding frenzy next week. Next Thursday, I believe it is, or the following Thursday, when the first debate on Fox is going to take place. Jeb Bush will probably still wind up with it. with the nomination, because many of the people, and see this statistic, the psychopath, conservative talk show hosts, radio hosts, won't tell you. First of all, Hillary beats Trump hands down. That's first. Now, secondly, the people who support Trump won't say whether they vote for him or not. Many of them who support him are not going to vote for him. That's the other side of the coin that's probably hidden. Many of the people who support Trump are not going to vote for him. They like what he's saying, but they don't think he's presidential. And he's not presidential. I'm making America great again. How? Strengthen the borders. How? Fix the economy. How? No specifics. No specifics. None. No specifics. Just talk. You're going to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. How? You're not going to hear how. He doesn't know. Yeah. So I'm going to get in debate. Because he knows he's deficient. And he knows that, you know, that we're not asking about how you build buildings. He's going to be out of his comfort zone now. And he knows that. So that's why he's trying to get himself together now, because there's going to be some serious questions that he's going to have to answer. And this is going to be his first dance on the big stage. So, you know, we'll see. We'll monitor the story with the rate tension. We'll monitor that story. We'll come back next week and we'll talk about it. He's out of jail now. I believe he has the second week of August. I think second or third, the second week. And I think it's the third week of August. He has another hearing. And he didn't go home. He didn't go home. He went somewhere else. I guess we could find out for 2 weeks. So, prepared to change it. But anyway, we'll check you guys out back here again next week for another edition of the show. And, you know, once again, I'll keep you posted on what's going on with the show, because we're definitely going to be moving very soon. I don't like when people call and I can't connect them because of some technical issue. So what we'll do is we're going to move the show. And, we'll come back. We'll let you know. I'll tweet it, Instagram, Facebook, Devon Kelly Show. Maybe get the information off my website. We'll definitely make some moves, some big moves here on the Devon Kelly Show, everybody. So, you know, let's stay in touch. Let's stay plugged in. Check me out during the week on my Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show. The show only comes out once a week. So you can stay in touch with me on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show. You can tweet me at R. Kelly Show on Twitter, R. Kelly Show. You can tweet me there. And, you know, we'll all keep in touch with each other. All right? Okay. All right. It's about 10 seconds left. So everybody, have a good week. We'll see you next week. Right back here for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So listen, everybody, take care of yourselves, be well, and we'll see you back here next week. Take care.